listener production.
G'day, it's Tom Parry with you. The struggles of renters have been laid bare in the latest Suburb Trends Rental Pain Index. It's found that rental stress is rising in many parts of the country, including Mount Gambier. Kent Lardner from Suburb Trends says the Blue Lake City has severe stress levels.
Mount Gambier West, 12% increase in rents in the last 12 months. That's tipped us up to around 29% on average of household income being allocated to rent. So once you get past that 30% mark globally, that's a standard that says it's unaffordable.
The fire danger season for the lower southeast region has been extended through to the end of April. The CFS made the decision after reviewing local conditions. Meantime, the season in the upper southeast will come to an end next Monday. There's been an increase in the amount of visitors to Gather Round. According to the Adelaide Advertiser, nearly 40% of ticket holders were from interstate or overseas. That figure is up from 32% last year. And local councils are being called upon to make submissions to a federal parliamentary inquiry examining whether they can keep up with their road maintenance requirements. Although hearings are yet to be held, Barker MP Tony Passon has already anticipated what councils will have to say.
I think we're going to hear from local government that they're increasingly under pressure from ratepayers who want their roads repaired to a standard that's acceptable. But on the other hand, they're struggling because they've got effectively unlimited wants against very limited resources. And
submissions are due by May 3rd. In basketball, the Mount Gambier Pioneers men have lodged double victories in the first round of the NBL 1 South season. They defeated the Sandringham Sabres by 18 points on Saturday, then went on to beat the Waverley Falcons by just 4 points on Sunday. The Pioneers women also had back-to-back wins.